Oh, I think it could be, but I hope in God that they're, that, look, maybe I'm kidding myself, but as time goes on, the voter who is just trying to figure out, as I said, how to take care of their family, put three squares on the table, stay safe, be able to pay their mortgage or their rent, et cetera, is becoming much more informed on the motives of some of the political players and some of the and the political parties. I mean, the idea that the American public are trying to sift their way through what's real and what's fake. And I don't think I've never seen a time when the political coverage. She was a former governor of the state of Michigan, wrong. She was a former state. She was a governor. And Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield, who is a little change in the arrangement, who's on the stage because of the First Lady's husband contracting COVID. But that's right. She's fine. It's me. That's not together. The second lady, the first gentleman.
Chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah. What is your
North Carolina announced its $100 incentive, its $100 incentive today. Places that have offered the $100, that'd be really good. I'd go back and get vaccinated three times. But all kidding aside, offered the $100 to get vaccination have seen an uptick of 25% in daily vaccination rates. She's also dedicated to getting her customers and employees vaccinated. That when they leave the saloon, the salon, they're maybe going to a saloon, I don't know. I caught part of President Putin's press conference, and he talked about the need for us to be able to have some kind of modus operandi where we dealt with making sure the Arctic was, in fact, a free zone. The president asked me to be in charge of managing that piece, then President Trump. Excuse me, Freudian slip. That was the last president. He caused, anyway, that was President Obama when I was vice president. I know you're a little younger than I am, but, you know, I've adopted the attitude of the great Negro at the time, pitcher in the Negro Leagues, went on to become a great pitcher in the pros, into the Major League Baseball after Jackie Robinson. His name was Satchel Paige.